Well, I remember that I used to be awed by the boy Christ. I mean, what stranger thing is there in Scripture than God coming in flesh as a little tiny baby, dependent on others, than a middle schooler as God in flesh? I think of the story and his worried and anxious parents having to search for him for 3 days. My goodness, if Luke did that, I'd wring his neck. Imagine that. And then when they finally find him in the temple, he says, in what I imagine to be a very calm and philosophical tone, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Whew. This 12-year-old boy is amazing. Teachers in the synagogue and his own parents are astonished by him, though they have seen him all these 12 years long. Still, they are astonished by the wisdom that he shows in the temple. But I am less awed these days because, well, I have an 11-year-old. And it doesn't seem quite so astonishing because Luke, too, says things that amaze and astonish. Every once in a while, you get a peek into the deep thinking and challenging and questioning. What is amazing and astonishing about most middle schoolers, in my humble estimation, is that they are searching for meaning in their own unique ways, and they say these profound things without even realizing how profound they are. But Jesus, at age 12, he is not searching, it seems, for his meaning and purpose. He is already grounded in his place in this world. Imagine a middle schooler grounded in identity and purpose. Uriah, have you met them? I don't know. I know plenty of middle-aged folks who haven't gotten there yet, despite earnest efforts at it. But Jesus, he knows he belongs in the temple, in the place where the word of God is proclaimed and taught and questioned and explored. And this one story is all we get from a toddler fleeing with his parents into Egypt until he appears on the stage around 30. Recruiting disciples and beginning his public ministry, as we'll hear another iteration of this coming Sunday. So what happens in between? Who knows? There is a creative novel that imagines what could have occurred in these missing years. It's called Lamb, the Gospel According to Biff, Christ's childhood pal, and it's very entertaining. But we don't really know. It's this time between time. It's a space holder until Jesus bursts on the scene, seemingly full-formed and ready for ministry. How does he get from a 2-year-old helpless baby in the face of the tyranny of King Herod to the Jesus we know, who, as we heard Jesus quote Isaiah a few weeks ago, was anointed to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor? I've been wondering lately, how do we get from February 2020, when I imagine that 2020 would be the year where we would see clearly, you know, 2020 vision. And instead we got a pandemic that has impacted every day of our lives since. How do we get from there to whenever this ends and we can get on with living, with God-given ministry and purpose? I don't know about you, but this pandemic has taught me to give up on predicting the future. So how do we live a life that prepares us for whatever is to come. What does this one peek into the gap years of the life of Jesus tell us? Well, where is Jesus found? In the temple. Y'all come to church. Yes, sure. But what was he doing in the temple? He was wrestling with the Torah, the sacred text of the Jews, listening to the teachers and asking questions. In other words, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And right alongside that, from the letter to the Colossians, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. In other words, soak in the richness of God's word. I should say, as an aside, that I know that the word of God is sometimes confusing. Our 8 months so far of working our way straight through the Bible has certainly demonstrated that. But at the core, the word of Christ is the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And may that serve as your core in the in-between times of your life, as we're living through right now. May the word of Christ be both an anchor to ground you in your purpose, whatever comes, and the engine to propel you wherever we're going. In Jesus' name, amen.